find your device, turn it on, and let's find Book Creator.
We're creating a book about weather, and it's really fun.
That is Kayla Young. She's in second grade at Evergreen Elementary School, and the book she's talking about is a multimedia presentation created entirely with her new iPad.
We're going to put some stuff about we know about weather and some new stuff that we want to know about weather.
The second graders can type, draw, take photos, and record video and audio in a matter of minutes, and then add it all to their own digital books to express what they've learned about weather patterns, and they can do it all with one device.
The iPads do some things different than a laptop. A laptop certainly does some things that an iPad doesn't do, but it offers the students a lot of opportunity for creativity, creation. So it's not skill and drill kind of things, that they're actually creating useful things.
Cheryl Bobo came to Wrangell through the Association of Alaska School Boards Consortium for Digital Learning to help local teachers implement iPads in their classrooms. Bobo says iPads have been a popular choice for elementary schools because the kids aren't quite ready for typing and the iPads are more interactive.
I think they're real natural at touching and searching and looking for icons that are similar.
Most students say they've used iPads or similar devices at home, so they already know how to use tablets for playing games.
I have a dolphin game. I get to teach animals stuff in the water, like they jump out and go into hoops and they go into.
But Bobo says it's important for students and the community to think about the iPad as a learning tool.
The content didn't change in the school, and the great teachers in Wrangell didn't change. It's them getting the skills to be sure this tool can do everything that it's capable of doing. I think that it's a misnomer that this is supposed to teach them something. This is just a tool to access their knowledge or create new knowledge.
Second grade teacher Mickey Angerman says emphasizing the iPad's role as a tool helps to keep the kids on task.
I mean, we've had iPads in here and I have not had one single problem as far as them misusing it or being off task. They're engaged. They want to be using these for their learning. So it makes it really easy, actually.
And there are classroom rules for using the iPads. When a teacher is talking, the students put their iPads face down on the desks, and they can't pick them back up until the teacher says,
1, 2, 3, and flip.
Angerman says in addition to teaching iPad etiquette in the classroom, they also focus on digital citizenship.
We talk about not only how to treat, you know, their technology, but how to stay safe with it. You know, what to do if they see something that shouldn't be there. And how to make sure they stay safe, they tell an adult.
She says she thinks educators need to keep pushing forward and employ technology that engages their students.
We're not building cars with our hands anymore. We're building cars with robots. And we need kids being able to have this technology in their hands because this is really where the future is going. And it's so exciting that Wrangell's on the map and they're doing it.
Matt Gore, a paraprofessional at the elementary school, says the iPads simplify the process of integrating technology in the classroom.
Where it used to be the maintenance of a laptop and the price of a full laptop and having all the different applications that had to be managed. These allow easy interaction for the teachers to post things and for the students to get to them easily and really take out a barrier, if you say, that has really impacted technology and education for a while. And so it really is opening, hopefully, some new doors and will expose the kids to maybe some of the technology that they might see in the workplace as they get older.
Cheryl Bobo says iPads also offer teachers and students more opportunities to move around while teaching and learning.
Gathering data in the field will be so awesome because all of a sudden these are waterproof and they can go right out and they fall in the creek. You pick them up, you just keep working.
Ingerman's second grade students just stayed in their classroom to work with their new iPads, but they completed their multimedia books by dressing up in sunglasses and umbrellas to report the weather on camera.
So today is partly cloudy, and I just talked to the weatherman, and I'm the weather girl.
Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Katarina Sestarek.